With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The nation's employers delivered a surprising burst of hiring to begin 2024.
The Labor Department says 353,000 jobs were added in January. It's the latest sign of the economy's continuing ability to shrug off the highest interest rates in two decades. The report showed last month's job gain topped the 333,000 that were added in December. The unemployment rate stayed at 3.7%, just off a half-century low.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the latest gains far exceeded expectations and showcased employers' willingness to keep hiring to meet a steady consumer spending spree. Also at SRNnews.com, the first of back-to-back atmospheric rivers is drenching California. Captain Jake Heflin, who's the PIO for the Long Beach Fire Department, told ABC 7 Los Angeles it will take some time for the flooding to recede.
When this system subsides and this system passes, we're going to have about 48 hours that people, if they're experiencing issues today, potentially are going to experience significant issues over the next week. So we want people to take this seriously.
Forecasters say this storm will be followed by an even more powerful one arriving late Saturday night. Correspondent Rita Foley reports Tesla is recalling nearly all of its vehicles sold in the U.S.
Here's the problem, says the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The font on some warning lights on the instrument panel is too small. That can make critical information hard to read and increase the risk of a crash, though Tesla says it has no reports of any crashes or injuries. Tesla has already started releasing a software update, and affected owners will be notified by letter starting March 30th.
Correspondent Rita Foley, the hot jobs report. As Wall Street moving higher, the Dow is up 122 points, the S&P 500 adding 50. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of Generation Z.
They are Americans ranging in age from 11 to 26, essentially the nation's teens and 20-somethings. And the Public Religion Research Institute has been asking them some questions. The new poll reveals that Gen Z is much less religious than all previous demographic cohorts and less likely to attend church. Gen Z is also more likely to identify as LGBT, 28%, compared to 16% of millennials and 7% of Gen X. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Kentucky House has passed a bill instructing public schools to set aside time for a moment of silence at the start of each school day. The measure easily cleared the House and now moves on to the Senate. The silence would last 1 to 2 minutes at the start of each day in public schools. Students would decide how to use that time, and school personnel would be prohibited from instructing them on their silent reflection. This is SRN News. The overwhelming majority of House Democrats vote against legislation that would protect American citizens from drunk drivers.
On Wednesday, 150 House Democrats voted against the Protect Our Communities from DUIs Act, which would make drunk driving grounds for ineligibility to be in the U.S. The law would allow ICE agents to immediately take illegal immigrants convicted of drunk driving into their custody so they could be deported. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Eight corrections officers and an incarcerated man injured in a riot involving around 200 inmates at a recreational yard at a Southern California prison. It happened at Ironwood State Prison in Blythe. Georgia Power Company says vibrations found in a cooling system of its second new nuclear reactor will delay operations. Plant Vogtle's Unit 4 will now not begin operating until April or June. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.